This is the Outdoor Journey Show, where life takes you outdoors. The Outdoor Journey Show with Matt Gatiss and Ty Morgan, brought to you by Journey Hunts and the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation.
Welcome back to the Outdoor Journey Show. Matt Gatiss, Ty Morgan here with you. And we are talking, with three extraordinary ladies that are doing something pretty cool in the hunting world.
Yeah, and again, you know, when you look at the hunting industry right now, and I'm out there in it all the time, Ty, you're involved, you know, the growth within the women's area of the hunting industry is huge right now. By percentage, it's the fastest growing segment of the hunting world. And it's a real privilege today to have Jen, Narissa, and Chantel on. And so far, we've talked about their great clothing line, Girls with Guns Clothing. And again, their website is gwgclothing.com. And you can go there and find all of their great clothing line. And it's more than clothing, as we've learned. You know, it's fashion clothes, hunting clothes, jewelry, stickers, boots, really some great products. It's really about a lifestyle of hunting with some great fashion to it. But these ladies have also done some incredible things. They've now launched, and I believe just completed their first year of Universal Huntress TV. So, Narissa, why don't you tell us, or Chantel, why don't you tell us a little bit about the show and what's going on with it, because it's very exciting.
Yeah, Universal Huntress just aired their first season. Our second season is actually going to air in June 29th. So we're going to have two seasons for this year, so 26 original episodes, so everyone can tune in, and they can see us every Monday night on the Sportsman's Channel. It's basically covering Jen and Narissa. They're traveling all over the world and going on different adventures with a different twist on it. So you've heard with Jen and Narissa, their background story, and everything is different. We're unique. We're just not your normal girls going out and hunting. Cappy, the producer, always jokes and says Jen and Narissa are these girly girls. You get Jen. Jen is really serious. She goes out there. She concentrates. She wants to get the perfect shot and everything else. Narissa as well, but Narissa's more of our little scary cat comedy person on the show as well. So you follow them, and they do something fun in each country as well to show you what the family can go and enjoy. You go to Africa, you go to New Zealand. We just came back from Argentina, and we don't only just go on the hunt. We do fun stuff as well. We just did a dinner tango show, or they'll go skydiving in South Africa, jump off a bridge in New Zealand, do something else and put a little different twist on what women do in the hunting world and how we see hunting and how we enjoy it as well.
So how did you move from a clothing line to a TV show? How did it all come about?
Well, we met Jen and Narissa, Kathy and I. We've got the magazine, Universal Huntress Magazine, which Matt knows very well because he's been with us basically from the beginning, I think. And we met them at a trade show in Sacramento, and we just started talking. And Kathy's been playing with the idea for a while that he wanted a women's TV show, and he wanted a different twist on it. So with the first meeting Jen and Narissa and seeing their enthusiasm and just the likeness, we all have something similar. Kathy and Jen are very similar, Narissa and I are very similar, and it just kind of clicked. And they loved the idea, we loved the idea, and they basically jumped on a plane 2 weeks later and they went to Africa to film the pilot. So it happened really quickly, and we all did it to promote our own entities as well. They did it to promote Girls with Guns Clothing, and we wanted to do it to promote the magazine. And it's just growing by leaps and bounds.
Well, and it is, because the ratings don't lie. And really, you guys are surging to the forefront of just the hunting TV show industry. And that industry has grown more difficult because of how many shows are out there. But the quality and just the whole production, what you guys are doing with this show is incredible. I want to commend you on that. It's really a wonderful show.
Thank you.
And also,
it's kind of true to ourselves. We're not trying to be something we're not. We're not trying to portray an image that's expected from us. So it's just us having fun and being who we are and being proud of who we are. And I think that's why it's growing so much quicker than other shows, or so much quicker than everyone expected us to be, just because we are who we are, and you either accept us or you don't. But luckily for us, we've been accepted through the board, it looks like it.
Well, tell us this, Jen. You know, the first season just got done running, and actually it's running again right now on the Sportsman's Channel. How can our listeners view that?
Well, the Sportsman's Channel, Monday nights at 8 p.m., you can see reruns of Universal Huntress. We just aired episode 4 on Monday, and we were in Africa with Ventureshook Safaris. I actually just watched it last night because I had devoted it. It's really fun to get to go back and watch our adventures. I have a lot of different people, different fans of ours that you know, are coming up and saying, hey, you know what, I didn't get the Sportsman's Channel in time, so I'm tuning in now. I'm getting to watch everything. And it's their first time watching. So we're trying to keep up and make sure and remind them. You know, Narissa and I have really this is a whole new world to us. You know, it definitely isn't something when you're growing up that I was like, hey, you know, I want to be on TV. I grew up with a town of 400 people. It's not something you think about. So it's been really different to have fans and people, you know, coming up. And I had somebody stop me at the gym yesterday and say, hey, I'm a huge fan. I'd never even met the guy. And, you know, we live in a really small town. And it's just been a really unique experience for us.
Yeah, it's been fun to watch it grow.
Well, and I wanted to ask, too, is, and Chantel was talking to this earlier, but, Jen, you know, when you to add that twist on the show, you guys do different little adventures off the hunting path, if you will. Is that something you ever thought in your life you'd be doing, jumping off bridges and doing those kind of things?
Oh, heck yeah. I love stuff like that.
Yeah, you might want to ask that question to Marissa.
Yeah,
she's the one who was like, no.
I really love doing stuff in the outdoors. I'm actually taking my nephew skydiving in 2 weeks for his senior graduation. And the funny part is, he told me, you know, Auntie Jen, I love that, you know, you're taking me skydiving, but can we please take Narissa because she's really funny.
So Narissa is the one that is not always up for these big adventures then?
She usually shakes her head at me.
Yeah.
What does she get into?
Well, I know that it's great that you're showing the whole aspect of the whole story of what you do when you go to Africa or to New Zealand or to Argentina or here in the U.S. And I also know the importance, because of being in this industry, how important sponsors are. So tell us about a few of your key sponsors.
Gosh, you know what? We are so thankful for our sponsors. People who have, you know, put their time, energy, and even their dollars into us. Remington is our title sponsor. And really, for that big of a company and the oldest gun manufacturer to come and sponsor us, we're using awesome Model 700 7mm on our last hunt in Argentina. We also have their Sportsman Versamax, the 12-gauge shot. We went pigeon shooting. We actually took Chantel for her very, very first hunt. That was pretty awesome in Argentina. And, you know, we have our optics company is Swarovski Optics, and they've got awesome products that we're able to use. Mossy Oak is our licensing partner for Girls with Guns clothing. So Mossy Oak is on everything that we have, from, you know, our vehicles to our boots and our clothing line. And Nurse and I have always been huge Mossy Oak girls, and we're really excited that they decided to come on and sponsor the TV show. Girls, help me out here, but we have Stone River Gear, who is just awesome ceramic knives after the hunt, and have actually some of their kitchen knives, which have been amazing. Go ahead, Chantel.
Yeah, we have Lansky and Lansky Sharpeners and Stone Sportsman's Warehouse is coming on board as of season two. So we're definitely blessed with all the sponsors that's willing to work with us and want to work with us as well. I can't thank them enough.
Yeah, sponsorship is so important. And boy, you've got an impressive list after just season one. That's fabulous. Now, Chantel, I know you're the production manager, you know, and you also have a slight connection to the executive producer of the show. I realize yeah. that. And I saw on Facebook about that first hunt of yours. That was all fabulous. But how do our listeners tune into the show? Give us that one more time about how they get to the show.
Well, for Universal Hunters, they can sign into Sportsman's Channel every Monday night. At the moment, it's the repeat season, and it airs on Monday nights at 11 p.m. Eastern time on the Sportsman Channel.
Very good. Chantel, let's talk about the magazine, Universal Hunter Magazine. Obviously, I love the magazine, promote it everywhere I go because it has such a great international flair. Tell us about the magazine. Tell us about how it came about, what your goals are, and where you're going with it.
Well, 5 years ago, the magazine started. Kathy and I were sitting here, and we were thinking, we love the outdoors, and we want to present it the way we want to present it. So we just came up with the idea of the magazine. And we started it, and it grew very quickly, and we were very blessed with it as well. And with my writers, like yourself and Larry and Tim Harrell, Tony Martins, I have a bunch. I actually just signed another lady, Christy Stone, which is going to do health and fitness for us. So the magazine has really grown in the last 5 years. The ironic thing is the magazine and Girls with Guns Clothing actually started around about the same time, which is also it's very fortunate for both of our companies to think how far we've come looking back. The magazine covers international hunting, like you know. I like the international flair. It doesn't have a set theme for every issue. Every issue is universal, which means it'll cover everything from little critters right through to big game. in every country that you can imagine where you can go hunting. I want to bring in something else, something unique, like the health and fitness. I want to bring in something that's not missing in the outdoor publishing world, but just something, a combination of everything. So the whole family can pick the magazine up, everyone from the kids right through to the grandparents, and sit down and enjoy it. That's my vision for the magazine.
Yeah, that's wonderful. And again, to see the growth and to be able to see where it's going. Now, you also have moved from not just the published magazine, but you have an Apple and an Android app. So how do our people get their hands on that in an app form?
Yes, the magazine is available digitally as well. It's actually available on a few platforms. You can go to Nook. You can download the app directly from Nook. Then you can go to iTunes. You can download the Universal Hunter magazine app from Google Play or iTunes. And we actually just launched on Maxter's distribution page as well. So you can download the Maxter app and then get it from them as well.
Very good. Well, Ty, I don't know about you, but this has been an exciting show this morning. Three ladies, again, who have just taken the industry by storm, have been very effective. They're just real from their clothing line, you know, Girls With Guns clothing. Jan and Narissa just doing an incredible job there, teaming together with Chantel doing Universal Hunters TV and an incredible show, and one that you definitely want to tune into, listeners, something that you want to watch. And then Chantel, the magazine, Universal Hunter magazine. It has really been a privilege having the three of you on the show this morning.
Well, thank you for having us.
Well, and before we go, because we have just a few seconds here, but, you know, we talked to Jan and Chantel, both chimed in, but Narissa didn't get a chance to chime in on, you know, jumping off bridges and stuff. I just wanted to get your take before we call it a day. Well, I mean, what are your thoughts? Did you ever expect to be doing that?
Oh, no. That's just not me. I'm the cautious one. It's not really my thing, but I'm thankful that I have the opportunity. I did it. I'm proud of myself, and I accomplished my fear.
There you go.
Yeah, usually it's Kathy and Jen that comes up with the crazy ideas, and they have to brainstorm how to present it to Narissa to get her to go and do it as well. But I have to say, Narissa, she's grown so much. We went to the Congo last year, and I am so proud of her. She's just taking everything and just going with it. She's really doing well.
That's very awesome. Well, thank you so much for being on the show with us this morning, and I'll tell you, it's certainly a delight. This has been the Outdoor Journey Show, where life takes you outdoors.
This is the Outdoor Journey Show, where life takes you outdoors.